You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's 6:06. It's a Monday morning. Another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or catching us by podcast or through the app. Appreciate you getting the work week started right here, the last work week before the real holiday season begins. I got a question for you. How are your plans coming along for 2026? We are making some plans over here at Up North News, and I'm going to be telling you all about them in about 15 minutes time, so stick around for that. But our question of the day deals more with, before we get to 2026, the holiday season. What's your best suggestion for a last-minute holiday gift? Now, I know we're not in last-minute territory yet, but some folks are going to find themselves there real soon, and I'd love to hear your ideas when you realize, you got to get a gift for somebody. There's more choices than ever, of course, with gift cards and things that you can get online, but are there any tangible things that you think make really nice gifts if you've got to grab something at the last minute? I, for one, do come down very much on the side of the gas cards. If you're giving to somebody in, say, the 16 to 26 age range, I've never met an older teen or a young adult that doesn't appreciate getting a little gas money in that way. So we'd love to hear your suggestions. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Coming up on the program, two really good guests. In our 7 o'clock hour, about 7:35, we will visit with former Republican Congressman Reed Ribble. Now, we have said a lot on this program about Republicans not having a true alternative to the Affordable Care Act. And that's really not too much to ask. If somebody puts forward a good idea for something and you don't like the idea, well, then what's your idea? And Reed Ribble's contention is that Republicans don't have to just have nothing. So we'll talk to Reed Ribble what he makes of the current healthcare debate and how you make it a more bipartisan thing, because healthcare reform should be a bipartisan thing. And then at 8:35, we will talk to John Henkes, the CEO of Wisconsin Eye. If you go to watch Wisconsin Eye right now, either online or on your cable system, you won't see any programming. They've gone dark. There's simply a slide there that says that due to fundraising challenges, they no longer have the funds to operate, and that loses the only unfiltered, unvarnished coverage of your state government. The legislature, the committees, the news conferences, other events, all of that is now gone after a number of years, well over a decade now. And why should it be that way? Why should we be reliant on the charity of others to have open government for taxpayers to see what it is their elected officials are up to? So we'll talk to John Henkes about that coming up as well. It is a cold one across Wisconsin, but a lot better than it was 24 hours ago. The low spots right now, there's a lot of places reporting 7 degrees from Wausau down to Oshkosh, Antigo, plenty of other places in southeast Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids is at 9 degrees. Meanwhile, the warm spot in the state is in Menominee. It's at 18 right now. Hayward is at 10, and it is 12 degrees here in Chippewa Falls. A reminder, of course, that Up North News is a separate entity from Civic Media, and as such, while Civic Media has some great newsletters, so do we at Up North News and Courier Newsroom. And reminder, you can stay up to date with what we do at Up North News at upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe at the banner on top of the homepage. Included in today's newsletter is the Badger State Buzz. That's the events calendar that Ellie Bordeaux puts together. Parker Olson is producing this shindig down in Madison Studio A2. How was your weekend?
It was fine, Pat.
Yeah, we'll get to the Packers Broncos, which ruined everybody's weekend.
Yes.
In just a bit.
Besides from that, great.
Yeah. But on the Badgers Day Buzz events calendar, I've never heard this one before. This is a new one on me.
Oh boy.
In Delavan this week, you can attend a Buddy Holly Jolly Christmas. See what they did there? It's like Wheel of Fortune before and after. Buddy Holly Jolly Christmas.
Wow.
There you go.
Well done.
Zachary Stevenson performs a rock and roll song featuring Christmas classics at the Belfry Music Theater in Delavan this week. Again, one of several items on our Badger State Buzz events calendar. All right, we've avoided it long enough. Packers Broncos, we didn't just lose a game. I mean,
can we just avoid it longer?
I wish we could, but I feel like if we're going to say RIP to the rest of the season, and it certainly does feel that way. Wait, I found an alternative talking about it for about 8 seconds here. Navy beats Army in the Army-Navy football game, according to Alicia here on YouTube. Yeah, it was a one-point victory, I believe. So
it was. I only got to see, I think, the last 10 minutes or so of the game. It was very, very fun. I absolutely love Army-Navy.
I thought the Packer Bronco game was going to be fun like that. I mean, there were six lead changes.
It was going
back and forth. And then it wasn't. There was Christian Watson going down with what we all thought at first was a shoulder or a collarbone injury, but it was a chest injury. And then Micah Parsons with a torn ACL, most likely.
Yeah.
A non-contact thing. 1 minute he's rushing the quarterback, and the next he's down. And you could just hear, you could hear all of Wisconsin. You could play that little clip of Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars. Like, I have felt a disturbance in the force, like a million voices crying out in pain. That was Wisconsin yesterday. Along with Josh Wiley, tight end, lost to a concussion. Zach Tom got hurt as well. And the team just deflated after that. And Denver went on to seal the deal, winning 34-26. But even before that, again, there was a lot of good back and forth, but there were also a lot of penalties. There were a lot of missed receptions, missed potential interceptions, a lot of penalties. Josh Jacobs got stuffed quite a bit trying to run up the middle.
Yeah.
On the one hand, the Packers scored on all five of their first five possessions, but on the other hand, four trips to the red zone and only one touchdown out of all that. So yeah, it had what was looking like maybe a heavyweight fight, and then it didn't.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of knew this going in. We talked about that on Make the Call this weekend, that we knew it was going to be in the trenches a lot. Denver offensive line, very good. Denver defensive line, even better, probably. The fact that the Packers held them off from getting to Jordan Love and getting a sack until, I think, decently late in the third quarter. Was pretty impressive, but yeah, it was just a lot of problems for the Packers, unfortunately. I will say, Pat, you remember, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, we were like, I don't remember the last time I felt really good about a Packer win.
Yes.
I've felt pretty good about Packer games since then, weirdly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they've just been competitive through and through. I think at large, I feel the same way about this game yesterday. It's just all of the stuff around it that I don't feel any joy over.
No, I mean, to see both Watson and Parsons going out like that, you just thought, okay, and it was just brutal. It was truly limping out of there.
Yes.
And I'm not saying all is lost. Heck, even the game wasn't all lost. We were down by 8, which meant, you know, there was still a chance to tie it up.
Yeah.
But we just could not regain any momentum. It just felt like the team had been deflated at that point.
It did.
And that's unfortunate. So there's better news then. After that game, I flipped over to ESPN.
Me too.
And watched the Badger volleyball team, and they punched their ticket to the Final Four with a win over the number one seed in that regional final, Texas. Did it in 4 sets. And so, as a result, it will be the Badgers heading to Kansas City, I believe it is.
It is
for the Final Four. They will take on number one rated Kentucky in the NCAA national semifinals on Thursday. I had not watched much Badger volleyball this season.
Sure.
And kind of kicked myself as I'm watching this. I'm going, why was I missing this? They are so good.
They're very good.
They're so good. They're so fast.
Yeah.
Kelly, it makes you never want to play bar league volleyball again because you see them and you go, ooh, what am I doing here? You know?
No, I mean, Kelly Sheffield, man, that the Badgers are so spoiled in women's sports for coaches.
Yeah. Women's hockey, number one ranked in the nation. Now you've got the women's volleyball team once again going to the Final Four, you know, doing well in the NCAA tournament. Though I did have to laugh at the team photo that they took afterwards. Do you see Kelly Sheffield?
Barely.
Barely. He was behind one of the players in the back row. So all you see is the top of his very bald head. I mean, just the very top. And you wouldn't know it unless somebody pointed it out. So
no, yeah.
Maybe from a staffing standpoint or a photography standpoint, there should have been a little bit more teamwork on that front, perhaps. Yeah. But regardless, you know what? A win is a win. And we will take it.
Yeah. And Carter Booth, if you haven't heard, refuses to lose.
Well, okay.
Did you not see that interview after the game?
I did not. I did not.
Oh, we can't play it on air, I can tell you that.
Oh, no. Oh, I'll bet the ESPN folks were a little caught off guard by that.
Yep, probably a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, so there was some good news, which is kind of the sandwich with some bad news, because as you might have heard from Mike Clemens just now, the Milwaukee Bucks lost to the Brooklyn Nets. Didn't just lose. They lost by 45.
Yeah.
127-82. The Brooklyn Nets tied their franchise record for the biggest rout of an opposing team by beating the Bucks by 45, and they are now off and hosting Toronto on Thursday night. Another long layoff till Thursday. Is this NBA Cup thing still going on?
I believe it is, yes.
Oh, okay. Isn't it nice not to have to worry about that?
Because we were so worried to begin with.
Because we were so worried about defending the NBA Cup, and I think somehow we'll manage to make do. You know,
I think it'll be okay.
That we're not competing in that. It's much more a case of getting Giannis back from his injury and then wondering to what degree is he trade bait. And we just don't know.
I don't know.
Look at you. We've made Wisconsin sports world a little morose, shall we say.
Can we just focus on the fact that River Falls is in the Final Four?
I was just going to say, did you watch the game?
And yes.
So they did play it in what were Arctic polar conditions?
Yes, they did. I believe that they had tents on both sidelines that were enclosed that had heaters in them for both teams because it was so cold.
Oh my gosh.
They did win. They beat Wheaton. I forget the score. It was 46 to like 24, if I remember right. Okay. And they will be hosting Johns Hopkins. Johns Hopkins on this Saturday at noon.
I always think of Johns Hopkins just as like a medical center and a medical school. So, I mean, does the team play in scrubs? I kind of wonder about that.
Oh, maybe that's why they never wear the light blue, because they think they would look like they're wearing scrubs.
That could be it. You know? Yeah. See?
Onto something.
Also, coming on the show today, of course, will be Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and Up North News reporter Selena Heller will have a story for us as well coming up just after 7 o'clock. Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska will join us, as will John and Gordy from our Madison station and from Afternoons here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And we'll wrap things up with Greg Bach, who's staffing things from 9 to 11 after the retirement of Jane Matinere. A little news about our own little piece of radio real estate is coming up in just a couple of moments. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Our question of the day at 855-75-CIVIC is, what's your best idea for last-minute holiday gift? This is where we all help each other do a little crowdsourcing of ideas, because next week you're going to realize you forgot something, or maybe a cousin is coming to the party that you weren't expecting. So we'd love to know, what are your best ideas for last minute gifts? We will, of course, because we're always looking for some entertainment, look for some unusual, or shall we say worst, ideas for a last minute Christmas gift as well. You can call or text us, 855-75-CIVIC. Or use the Civic Media app to call us, text us, or leave a voice note. Tomorrow on the program, we will have Hans Breitenmoser, a dairy farmer from up in the Merrill area, Lincoln County, Sheila Everhart from the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area, Cam Stevenson from Courier Newsroom will join us from Washington, D.C., and Dan Hagen from Newswatch 12, WJFW-TV, and Rhinelander, all coming up tomorrow here on the program. And speaking of tomorrows, there are only a handful of tomorrows left in this morning radio show. No big lead up to the news here. We're just going to rip the Band-Aid off and let you know that this is our final week of new shows here in the early morning. Our final show will be this Friday. There will then be 2 weeks full of shows that look back on the year, and it has been quite a year. There's been no lack of highlights. And then 2026 will begin with a clean slate here at Civic Media, and I eagerly anticipate the next chapter for this groundbreaking radio network. This was not an easy call. You'll have to trust me on that. I am a radio rat first and foremost before I moved into TV and politics and then back to radio. And I've been very blessed these past, 3 years to be working two different jobs. But the radio work was always designed to support my primary work over at Up North News, the outlet that I helped create 6 years ago with Courier Newsroom. And heading into another busy political news year, I realized it's time to make a fuller commitment to one or the other, and I am choosing to ramp up the work at the professional place that I have called home now for the past 6 years. But for the past 3 years and hundreds of shows, I am very proud of the work we've done here to create a daily statewide show that discussed state politics. We talked up local happenings. We gave what I still believe is a rare dose of fact-based perspective to what radio listeners are hearing about national news events. And I mean, truly, in picking one or the other, I was facing a win-win. So it is back to Up North News full time for me. What does that mean? It means more videos for sure on Up North News. That's the bulk of what I was doing before the radio show opportunity came up. A lot of videos that explain the news. There will be more social media posts. There will be more stories on our website, upnorthnewswi.com, that bring to you the hometown impact of things that are happening in Madison and in the nation's capital. And some folks here have been asking, will there be something akin to a radio show or a podcast or something like that? And I honestly have no idea. I mean, it would seem like a good idea. We've got all this equipment here. We've got all these great regular guests. But the problem with making plans for a new year is that whole holiday season thing that's going on at the same time. So we're all going to relax for a bit. We're going to kick things around, and we'll obviously let you know through our website and our newsletters and social media, if and when we do any other things in the multimedia realm. I mean, you could even share some ideas right now about what I ought to do next at Up North News. The one I do hear most often is a podcast. If for no other reason, you can use naughty words on it that you can't say on the radio. One of my daughters suggested Pat Kreitlow's What the Bleep, Wisconsin, except she didn't say bleep. The fact of the matter is, though, whatever I end up doing, I have been one lucky guy. I am not going to, tell you otherwise. I've worked my tail off to try to make things look a little bit easier on the surface, whether it's running a talk show or anchoring a newscast or being an elected official. But there was most definitely a lot of luck in it as well. I've really had a lot of great dreams come true, and now I just have to conjure up a new one for 2026. I've got one good chapter left to write before we start the retirement edition of our lives together, me and Sherry. So I'm going to spend the holidays thinking of the possibilities. And as far as what did we exactly accomplish here with what will be 711 morning shows, Well, let's talk more about that on Friday, because right now we're still just getting started with show number 707. And so let's stick to the business at hand and go from there. In the news today, obviously some very tragic news out of the Los Angeles area, where actor-director Rob Reiner and his wife were found murdered. There's still a lot we don't know. There's been a lot of speculation about the attack that killed them, and we're not going to engage in that right now. We'll take a moment instead just to remember Rob Reiner's legacy. Of course, as an actor with All in the Family, where he won 2 Emmys, but then as a director, where, I mean, he just flourished, basically inventing the mockumentary with This Is Spinal Tap. Then came The Princess Bride, then Stand By Me, then A Few Good Men. People were really noticing Rob Reiner at that point, when Harry Met Sally, Misery, The American President, and so on. Rob Reiner was the son of TV pioneer Carl Reiner, who created The Dick Van Dyke Show. Dick Van Dyke, as you know, celebrated his 100th birthday on Saturday. And it leads me to the other story that was in the news today and over the weekend. You know, CBS could have used some of their primetime real estate on Saturday to honor Dick Van Dyke on his 100th birthday, given his many shows over the years. But instead, the new right-wing regime in charge of CBS chose to turn the airwaves over to the widow of Charlie Kirk in a town hall set up by the new CBS chief, Barry Weiss, and dozens of social media posts celebrating her and Charlie Kirk, choosing to remember them instead of choosing to remember a man who has given us joy for the past 100 years. That's a conscious choice made by CBS. We'll have today's history lesson and Dr. Kristen Lyerly coming up next. Live from the lake, I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time once again for today's history lesson on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
It's one small step for man.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
You know, this depression is going to be so great. We'll be the ones eating the cats and the dogs. That's going to be fun.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
There you go. Oh, there goes. If we're in the time machine.
Oh, boy.
Pat and Sherry are running to the dance floor right now. It is time to dance along to Morris Day and the Time. Morris Day, happy birthday. Turned 68 over the weekend. And here dancing with me today, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who literally is dancing in her chair today.
I'm Good trying morning. So hard not to sing out loud right now.
Yeah.
Everybody get out. Let's go. It's Monday.
Between The Bird and Jungle Love, I don't know that there are two other songs from the 80s I loved more. They were just Morris Day. It was so good.
I bet, though, we could sit down with a couple old fashions and come up with a list of about 100 to 1,000 songs.
Quite possibly.
Yes.
Quite possibly. And we danced to every one of them at either Shenanigans or Trader and Trapper back in the day. So, yeah.
We had Lindsay's in the Twin Cities.
Oh, yeah.
In Dinky Town.
Mm-hmm. In Dinky. But, you know, here's my question. Do they still dance anymore? Are there dance floors in some of these places anymore? Because I've gone into some of these places and everybody just kind of stands by their table and just kind of sways while they talk, you know.
There is a lot of huddling in
there's
bars
a lot of
now.
Huddling rather than just out and out dancing.
Fellas, you guys, me, first Ave, New Year's Eve, DJ Jake Rude, 80s dance party, so much fun. What do you say? Maybe Morris Day will show up.
Maybe. Let me check my calendar, which currently has me babysitting then, but maybe I can find a substitute. I don't know.
Bring the kids.
Yeah, bring the kids. The 6-year-old, the 3-year-old, they'll love that. All right, so Morris Day has a birthday, had a birthday over the weekend. By the way, I mean, this is like, there are no birthdays, celebrity birthdays today that I could see, but he had a bunch of birthdays for Saturday. And so let's pass that along, including Taylor Swift.
Nice to meet you. Where you been? I can
her new show on Disney Plus?
I haven't seen like the whole show, but there was some kind of one of those like preview shows on TV. Was it Friday night or Saturday? Friday night. And we were watching some of that. And, you know, just really admiring her. I'm not a Swiftie, say, but this is one of my favorite songs from her. So,
I think she's fabulous. I offered it to my kids and they hard passed and literally walked out of the room.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Same kid who said to me, Mom, I said, the game is on today around 3 o'clock. We're going to have lots of food. And he said, Mom, is there football every weekend? And I thought, Oh, my.
Oh,
I've totally failed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's not too late. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. On this day in 1939, Gone with the Wind premiered in Atlanta, starring Clark Gable and Vivian Leigh. It would win the Best Picture Oscar for 1940. How popular was it at the time? When you adjust for inflation, it is still the highest grossing film in history.
Wow.
And I got to say, having seen the movie and read the book, it's actually a really annoying story.
I loved it. It was so romantic. And like in that time, like now you look back and you're like, so many things wrong. But like in that time, it was captivating. And Vivian Leigh, come on.
She was good.
Clark Gable.
Yes. And Hattie McDaniel winning an Oscar. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Another birthday from over the weekend, Randy Owen, lead singer of Alabama, turned 76.
If you're going to play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
See, now we're back on the dance floor, but we're at a wedding reception. Because what reception, what wedding reception for 30 years hasn't had a song like this, or Fishing in the Dark, or something along those lines? Yep. Let's see. Jamie Foxx turned 58 years old over the weekend. Math is hard. Jamie Foxx was born Eric Bishop. So.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Jamie Foxx with two X's, not his real name. No, believe it or not.
Eric Bishop is kind of a cool name.
Eric Bishop is a cool name, yeah. Tom DeLonge turned 50 over the weekend, co-founder of Blink 182.
That'll wake you up.
It will.
That's a good Monday morning alarm song.
Isn't it, though?
Yes.
I like it very much. On this day in 2021, 4 years ago, Bruce Springsteen sold his music back catalog to Sony for an estimated $500 million. Think if you could sell back all of the work that you've done over time. What would somebody be willing to pay for that?
How much
I think waste management would take all of my new scripts and stories from over the years and say, well, we'll give you a buck and a half and we'll throw it in the shredder over here. I don't know.
Oh, that makes me feel nostalgic. I listened to his autobiography that he actually reads, mm-hmm. and the painstaking process of writing every album and the emotions that went into it. It is a really, and I'm not a huge Springsteen fan, but I like his music, but just wow. So,
And the same like with Billy Joel, we've talked about that and others. Mm-hmm. When they reach a point and they just go, that's it. I have nothing left to create and write a song. I'd be the first one going, I'm good with that. Yep. I'm not going to say, no, you sit there and you crank out another song. It would kill me to write one song and try to come up with something original in terms of music and lyrics and everything. So, yeah, God bless the people that can do it to the point where they're selling their music catalog for $500 million.
And they're sitting in their bedroom making Nebraska.
Yes.
And I mean, like, the story is,
I know.
Look into it, people. It's so good.
Amy Lee, the singer from Evanescence, is 44 years old today.
Why do my kids love this song so much?
Because you can turn it up to 11, which we're saying in rest in peace for Rob Reiner. You can turn it to 11.
I don't think that this song is in any Madden games, but this feels like it should be in a Madden game. I feel like I'm like creating a new Madden team right now.
Or like a TikTok. It's like it had some sort of viral trending something or another.
Yes.
That's also probably true, yeah.
Could totally see that. Hey, in case you're ever wondering what kinds of things led to having a shot clock in basketball, well, it was on this day in 1973 in a college basketball game that Tennessee beat Temple. Final score, 11-6.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's way too low of a score for the 70s.
I mean, how did crowds at basketball games tolerate that? Just watching them dribble the ball, pass it back and forth, slowly walking up courts. I can't believe basketball had any fans back before the shot clock, honestly.
Kind of like soccer, huh?
Don't get me started on that.
Oh,
this weekend, while putting the segment together, I learned that the Beatles released a Christmas song on this day in 1967, and I'd never heard it. And this might be the only time I hear it. It was part of the Beatles' psychedelic phase, and so here's a Beatles song from 1967.
Page 444.
And boys and girls, that's the song. They basically repeat this roughly 19 times through the song.
They put out a lot of stuff in 67. That was like Revolver. And yep. Like,
oh, yeah.
There was a lot of time in the studio.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess from their early days, they record what are called fan-only records. Not only fans. Fan club records.
And things were different back then.
These wow. were records... You had to be part of the Beatles fan club, and then they would occasionally send you a record of some other stuff. And on this day in 1967, Beatles fans got this Christmas record of the Beatles singing Christmas Time Is Here Again over
and
over and over.
Isn't there some big deal thing about, like, if you have the number one Christmas song in the UK, that is a really prestigious thing?
I don't see why it wouldn't be, yeah.
But it's way bigger than here. There's something about having the Christmas song on Christmas.
Hmm.
I'll look into it.
You look into. You get back to us on that.
I'll get back to you on that.
I wonder if anyone's right. ever dethroned Mariah Carey. That's the real question.
Yeah. There's a whole thing about Wham and George Michael in Last Christmas.
Oh, of course, uh-huh. of course.
Because like posthumously, it had never gotten to be number one when he was alive. Then posthumously, there was this big campaign, and it's been number one a number of different times because it just keeps coming back during Christmas time. So it's like an honor thing.
That's the thing we've with the charts. The charts are now like all kinds of old songs that come back up. On the charts. It's mm-hmm. a very weird thing. On this day in 1997, a movie premiered in London. The movie was Spice World.
Look at you, Joe Parker.
I can't believe Pat's not in it.
We've now found Parker's groove. Is
the
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls. Yeah.
The following year, Spice World the movie earned... The Spice Girls, the accolade of worst film at the Golden Raspberry Awards. So, you know, got something there.
Still a film.
Yep.
Let's
see.
Talking about it now.
That's right. Big band superstar Glenn Miller died on his way to perform for U.S. troops in France on this day in 1944. Glenn Miller's aircraft was taken down by bad weather over the English Channel. From 1939 to 1943, he was the world's best-selling artist with 23 number one hits during the war years.
Did you dance to this, Pat?
maybe.
He was the king of swing back in the day.
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No. On this day in 1979, a couple of guys, Chris Haney and Scott Abbott, invented a board game. Trivial Pursuit, and took things by storm. And actually, truth be told, one of the things that Sherry liked about me first was that we entered like some trivial, because Trivial Pursuit contests were all the thing back then, and we entered a little Trivial Pursuit tournament, and we won it because she did all the science and nature, the smart people stuff.
Orange.
And then, and then I did all the other goofball stuff, entertainment and history and.
Pat. You're so smart.
Well, you're really on to me now. Yep. All right, what do we have on there?
Is that a pen in your pocket protector?
It's,
there, in your
in
pocket?
My pocket protector? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I never noticed that before.
Yeah, right.
The plaid hides it.
Yes. Hey, I got out the Christmas plaid shirt today.
I forgot
that I have this. I got a nice bright red corduroy blazer that goes over it for Christmas time.
Ooh.
Because, you know, as the Beatles say, Christmas time is here again.
Yep.
Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
Oh, but, you know, we are simply having a wonderful Christmas time, aren't we?
A wonderful Christmas time. Okay, now what's on the National Day calendar?
Oh, God. It is a Bill of Rights Day.
Okay.
Is also National Cupcake Day.
Oh, all right. I love cupcakes.
Right? Yep. It's a good day. Mm-hmm. It is also International Tea Day.
Like spill the tea or like actual drinking the tea?
No, I think like British drink the tea. Yeah.
Oh. I don't love tea. Do you love tea?
I do not love tea. No, I will have it once or twice in the winter. I happen to have a cup yesterday because Sherry was looking for tea to make something else, brandy slush. And
oh, yes.
I'm like, well, the tea is out. I'll make up a cup. And it was a nice thing because, again, it was, 40 below over the weekend here. So a warm cup of tea felt nice. But, not the thing that we typically have. Mm-hmm. All right. When we come back in our 7 o'clock hour, we will be talking to former Congressman Reed Ribble about health care. And in our 8 o'clock hour, John Henkes from Wisconsin Eye. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. It's a Monday, December 15th. I was really surprised Kristen didn't start singing right away at the start of that song, but good restraint out of you.
Thanks.
Yep. And Selena Heller joins us from Up North News as well. Ms. Heller, how are you?
Very good.
All right. Got a story from her coming up after the break and maybe a little singing as well. If not her, then at least her daughter. So you'll want to stick around for that. Kristen, of course, has the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show Saturdays at noon across the Civic Media Radio Network, replayed on Sundays. You can also hear it out of Chicago on a radio station there. What'd you have this past weekend?
This past weekend, I talked with Kate Duffy, our friend Kate Duffy from Motherhood for Good, and we talked about why moms need to be involved in politics. She shared her evolution from not caring, being too busy, to recognizing how important it is to get involved. So it was a really great conversation. And then this weekend, I've got Missy Hughes, candidate for Wisconsin governor, former lead of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Missy's from the Viroqua area. And man, she is really smart and brings a totally different dimension. She gets the economy in a way that a lot of folks don't.
Yeah. So again, the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show weekends or wherever you get your podcasts.
And on YouTube at Dr. Kristen Lierley.
There you go. So many ways to catch the show. Parker's got a little entertainment story for us. What with the Olympics coming up and everything?
Yes. America's sweetheart, as I like to call him, Snoop Dogg. He is an honorary coach for Team USA at the Olympic and Paralympics.
Breakdancing.
Right.
Probably more than that. No.
He's just an honorary coach for all athletes.
All the things.
The whole Team USA in the 2026 Winter Games.
It is such a change because the Olympics, would be the kind of thing like having Snoop Dogg there would get your team disqualified because just the odor of marijuana would be enough to fail a drug test being around this guy.
Yeah.
But these are different. Yes. He's older now, so older and mellower and
mellow. He's always been pretty mellow.
He's always been pretty mellow. but he has been just an unabashed supporter of the Olympic team in the past, and so I think it's a nice little niche for him.
Yeah, so I think so too. His place in sports is actually like kind of interesting. I think he runs a league in California for like peewee football.
Somebody was saying that last night on one of the games, like he coaches Pop Warner football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's actually like very involved in youth sports. He had a bowl game a couple of years ago, I think. And I think that's where I found out about that. Yes, he had a bowl game, Pat.
The Bud Bowl. What do they call that? The Weed Bowl.
It was the Snoop Dogg Bowl.
It was the Snoop Dogg Bowl, of course. Okay. Gotcha. Selena, who we can't see because the damn cat is blocking the entire camera now. What did you do over the weekend to stay warm?
Oh, to stay warm. Well, we helped families pick out Christmas gifts with an organization. That was fun. We went to Zootopia And we baked.
Zootopia 2?
Zootopia 2. It was very funny. We loved it.
You did like it?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Very nice. Good. Good, good, good. Yeah, we saw the, I saw the preview of it among the other 22 previews that they show before movies nowadays, because we went to go see Wicked for Good.
Oh, you did?
The sequel, yes. Did we see it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday we went to go see that. And, okay, no spoiler alerts here.
Oh, boy.
Kind of, sort of. But Sherry had seen the play on Broadway and raved about it. Just raved about it.
And
after the first movie, you know, last year, she was kind of like, well, it's okay. The play was better. This is kind of dragged out. I can't believe they need a second movie, blah, blah, blah. And in the second movie that we saw over the weekend, there was a development I did not see coming. There was a plot twist. Did not see coming. And so we're walking out of the theater, and I said, hey, that was a pretty good turn there. She's like, that was not in the play. In the play, it ended entirely differently. I'm like, what? Can they do that? And so now, of course, it's based on a novel. So now I'm dying to know which way the novel went. So I guess we know what I'm reading next. It's to see who got it right. It's kind of like Game of Thrones, you know, where they had to continue the series after the books are done, and they had to kind of make it up as they go along. But this one, they just up and changed. I'm looking, it looks like none of you have seen this yet.
Mm-mm. Did she like it? Did she appreciate the change?
Still liked it. Yeah, still liked it. It was one of those where, you know, nothing against it, but that the play was so amazing that she says if it ever comes out, you know, here to Milwaukee or the Twin Cities or something, we have to go see it. And I would totally go with her after that.
It's so good.
Yeah. So did you guys see the first one at all, or is it not on your radar at all? So you both did see it.
And we both just see it. I saw the show on Broadway as well. Not Broadway,
you saw the Broadway show, right?
Oh, okay. Yes, it was fantastic. And
okay,
but yes, so we had to pick between Zootopia or Wicked.
Okay,
but Emery wants to see the other two. But
okay, well, you get the vacation or the holiday break to go see things there. And Kristen, you don't know when you're getting to a movie theater next.
I don't know. We'll see. But I have seen it in the theater twice, in Appleton and in San Francisco. And I watched the first part of Wicked. And I just think they're different. You go to the theater to see a certain kind of entertainment. It just feels different. And the voices are different. And, you know, in the theater, it's so produced and so many effects. So it's just different.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Hamilton. You know, there's all this talk about making a movie out of it. And a bunch of us are like, no, don't. Don't. That was such a perfect play. There's really no need to make a movie out of it. You know they will anyway, which is really depressing. But maybe it'll be really good. It wouldn't be the first time that a movie adaptation has pleasantly surprised people.
They didn't think it was going to be good when it got released on Broadway. Remember how many people were super skeptical? Like, really? Alexander Hamilton's story with rap music?
Right. Yes.
And then boom.
Boom. Yes, it absolutely quick. Turned the world upside down. See what I did there? Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we will be talking to former Republican Congressman Reed Ribble about health care. All that and more still ahead on a Monday. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.